News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Zetter, our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. We always appreciate his help and his hard work. On the news line with us now, we welcome the executive director of the CSIU, Dr. John Karalja. Thank you for calling in, John. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
I really do appreciate it. And Dr. Bernadette Burkle's on the line, too. She's from the CSIU and is the chief outreach officer. And she's been doing a fantastic job all over the central Susquehanna Valley and in the many schools of the IU, making sure that mental health and opportunities and clearing houses of links and just whatever it takes to help our students and their families is happening. So good morning, Dr. Burkle. Thanks for calling in as well.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having us.
I really do appreciate it. John, if you want to give us an overview, just two or three sentences about what the IU is in case folks don't have it top of the mind this morning, and then really dig into how you're trying to make sure that mental health is brought up, talked about, addressed, and suicides talked about, and not just children, but their families too.
Well, I'll give that a shot, but the biggest thing about the CSIU is we're a service center. We're a bridge between the school districts and the state, and we strive to live into four key values in all the work that we do, which is service to others, equity in action, passion for excellence, and innovation for growth. And we've had lots of conversations with our school districts about the challenges they face, and mental health has risen to the very top of that need. And we've been working hard with our regional partners to try and make a difference in that, and Dr. Burkle has been leading the way in that effort.
Well, and Dr. Burkle, what has this work entailed lately? I know you've kind of ramped it up with some outreach and education and information and teamwork. So to give us some sort of an idea of the spectrum of work you're doing.
Sure. I think I'd want to start with we do facilitate at the IU a community of practice around mental health and resiliency. And you know what that means? It's not one person who leads it. We try to bring all the community stakeholders together to figure out what the schools need and how to meet those needs. One of the things that came out of that just yesterday, Tuesday actually, was our Community Youth Suicide Prevention Forum. So our community of practice, with feedback from the districts, realized that we needed to bring our community together around this topic and initially really just try to break stigma about talking about mental health and suicide. Unfortunately, our PAYS data, which is the Pennsylvania Youth Survey data, was released for 2021 just a couple weeks ago. And, you know, that data shows that across the state of Pennsylvania, you know, over 40% of our region students felt sad or depressed most days. And sadly, almost 20% of PA students report seriously considering suicide. And some people are concerned if we talk about it, we're going to plant that idea. But none of the research supports that. We have to talk about it to normalize that people have these feelings and what you do when you are having these feelings so that we can keep our kids and our families safe.
And John,
so this forum brought together experts.
Thank you. And John, you talk about this in an emergent fashion. I think sometimes there have been initiatives from the IU, and you talk about, you know, we're going to improve education or helps or services to schools in X manner. But in this case, all of this always has a sense of urgency.
Well, we know that there's districts around our communities that have had students commit suicide. We know that the challenges that students are facing right now are higher than they've ever been. In terms of what we can see, we know we hear our districts talking about the challenges that kids are facing on a daily basis, and we're just trying to respond. And I guess the biggest thing I'd want to communicate is this is not just a CSIU effort. Our local school districts are highly engaged in this work. Geisinger's highly engaged. Evangelical's highly engaged. The McDowell Institute at Bloomsburg University is highly engaged. United Way, it's a community-wide effort that Bernadette's helping us pull together the best of the best from our region to try and really make a difference. Bernadette could also talk about the recent grant that we got, where the federal government has awarded us one of 20 grants nationally to try and move this work forward in conjunction with our partners.
Well, Bernadette, please go ahead and dig right into that.
Sure. So all of the partners that John just mentioned, as a result of us getting together over the last several years, we were really well prepared to apply for what is called a SAMHSA grant. That's the Substance and Mental Health Service Administration. Our grant is called Impact, Improving Mental Health Practices Across Communities, and it's $3.5 million across 4 years. And it will serve all of our 17 school districts, our three CTCs, and truly any of the youth-facing community organizations in those five counties. It will initially allow teams to help our school districts with needs assessments. How are things going with mental health in your school? What's going well? What do you need? Based on those assessments, this grant will provide free, targeted professional development for our staff. You know, keep in mind, teachers, they went into a classroom to teach kids, but they didn't always get the training to support needs like this. So they need training, and frankly, they're feeling it too. So we need to help them with their own mental health as they work with our kids. Also, curriculum resources, and then there's the Geisinger piece. So they are a sub-grantee in this grant, and they're going to help us with some teletherapy for students, with an ECHO model of professional development for our very like specific job alikes, like counselors and school psychs and social workers. And then a really powerful thing that's happening is the creation of a Geisinger Bridge Clinic. And this is a rapid access to care clinic for pediatric patients who are in acute psychiatric crisis. So in other words, if a student is thinking about harming themselves or another, they often end up in an emergency room where perhaps they're not getting the right kind of care. This bridge clinic will ensure that they do, and Geisinger is working on creating that as we speak.
There are some challenges that have popped up, a shortage of individuals in the mental health field and a shortage of individuals who are teaching. In what way are you working to make sure you work with, you know, get around that challenge?
Well, I'm going to tackle the teacher portion just to touch on that, and I hope we can do more in the future on it. And I'm going to let Bernadette talk about the community health care workers and things we're doing on that front. But in terms of educators, we are really trying to tell a very positive story about what it means to be a teacher, what it means to make a difference in our communities that last generations. And we know that those things are happening around us on a regular basis. We started this process of telling those stories. Mark, I think you're going to share that or have already shared out that video that we've been promoting about some really amazing work that was being done by a man by the name of Brett Sarnofsky over at Central Columbia. And we're trying to also create pathways for kids in high school to get started in the education profession at a very low cost so we can get them out of college with limited debt and into this profession that we really have committed our lives to and believe strongly in. And then, Bernadette, maybe you could talk about the from the healthcare side.
Sure. Also working on pipelines there, I would say starting with the need that exists right now, we're really trying to upskill the people who are currently working with kids around mental health. So I think this grant and this ECHO model through Geisinger is taking the people that we have on the ground and trying to increase perhaps some of their clinical skills so that they can address the current need. Meanwhile, we're working with our local universities to look at how their social worker programs and their school psychology programs can be feeding into our area.
Thanks to Jen Jones over at the CMSU. We met a couple years ago, the SPM students, I think Protecting Mental Health, if I have the right name for the group, and it was 100% student-initiated. Are you seeing that in other school districts where, yes, the IU and CMSU and Geisinger, everybody's doing their work, but the students are saying, hey, we're going to do a grassroots effort, so we're going to start at the ground level, Dr. Burkle?
Yes. In fact, in my comments at the Suicide Forum, I said, you know, while that forum was for adults, we're catching up. Our students are very comfortable discussing their mental health. The current generations, they really understand. They have their finger on the pulse of what it means to have positive mental health, make good choices. They know what depression and anxiety feels like, and they want to talk about it with adults. So, I mean, we need to actually catch up, I think, to where they are and kind of lose that, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstrap. You know, you can get through this. that tough love is not going to work for this generation. We need to really engage in the conversations about how they're feeling and figure out what resources we can provide them. And CMS Youth, Jen Jones was on our panel, and she does an amazing job working with our youth. John, is there anything else you would share?
No, I just think that we have a tendency to think we're going to do something to kids. And I think the reality is that we have to take these kids who are so bright and engage them in this work and include them in it. And we believe that by coaching up our educators and the people that are in the schools, they're going to be better able to serve our students who are struggling with these issues.
Well, and I think occasionally the students kind of push against convention in the schools. I know that happened at Danville, so they had to kind of adapt to make sure that they were doing something that the school could really get 100% behind. John, this will be the last question for both of you. Really explain the complexity of what we're talking about here. I think, John, I met you about 7 years ago, and you might have had an idea that maybe you'd be executive director at some point, and you'd improve education in a few ways and really make the IU hum, but what has happened since then? So more complex, and so many new issues and challenges and opportunities have popped up.
Well, I think my world is all about trying to make a difference to the community we love, and I think over time we're trying to stay very closely aligned with our superintendents to make sure we're giving them the things that they need in order to make the 40,000 students in our area more successful. And I do think that we never could have anticipated the pandemic. I do think in some ways it was our education in the region its finest hour. You might not be aware that our school district stayed open to a much greater extent than the school districts around the state and around the country because of how closely they work together. So the learning gaps that we see and we read about, while they're there, they're much less in our region as a result of the hard work of the educators, the teachers, the principals, the superintendents in our area. And if we played a small part in that, I'm very proud of that work. And I know Bernadette was a huge part of that effort, too. Now, in terms of the future, we really do have to think about how we're painting the field of education so that more people are going to want to go into this worthwhile profession. And I think that that's something that I never could have anticipated, that Pennsylvania, which was a exporter of teachers, growing more than we ever needed in the past, has now had so many fewer people going into the profession that we have a crisis in front of us, and we have to start by changing that mantra about the power and the rewards of being an educator so that we can encourage those young people in our region to go into this profession. That's a huge part of our efforts these days. The other thing I'll just want to add is the idea of mental health is not just the kids that are struggling. It's our communities, it's our parents, it's our teachers. Matter of fact, it's our administrators who are dealing with really difficult times, and we have to help them through that.
All right, Dr. Burko, last question. How do we get more information? Tell us what you're doing and where the information is.
Sure. So I think if you visit the CSIU website, csiu.org, you could do a backslash with MHRCOP, which is Mental Health and Resiliency Community of Practice, where we do have some resources. Those resources are often very specific to responding to a crisis, which we hope no one has to do. But when schools do experience a traumatic event, there are some resources there to help them sort of like systemically, how do we get through this together? Also, there's a listing of our current community of practice members with contact information. And I think in my role as chief outreach officer, building on what John said, I lived in the K-12 world for many years of my career. And now I think, you know, what is in front of us is, you know, the old it takes a village. We have so many resources in the Susquehanna Valley. And I'm so proud to work for the CSIU who can be a convener of those resources. And that's really what's behind that community of practice. How can we connect some of the silos of support that exist so that we can all be stronger in mental health and in many other areas, workforce development, higher education. So that's really the goal, to bring us all together so our districts and our families have the best resources.
CSIU.org in just plain street terms about the work of the CSIU. It's all in plain sight, and the contact information about that core committee and a lot of the links. Anybody can just click through to those if they so choose. Thank you, Dr. Bernadette Burkle. Nice to meet you telephonically and radio-wise the first time, but I'm sure we will talk again. You have an open mic here anytime. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
And Dr. John, thank you, sir. Thanks for being on the line. We'll talk again. Stay in touch, and we'll set up another one of these interviews via email, and we'll keep you on the radio.
Thanks for giving us the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. That is Dr. John Kuralja, CSIU Executive Director, Dr. Bernadette Burkle's Chief Outreach Officer. You can always get more information from them at CSIU.org.